Now, what's the mandate with the coalition government? You know, what's the policy regarding the vaccine mandates? Because some areas, you've got to have it. Other areas, turning a blind eye. The unvaccinated, are they going to be blocked out next month?
Well, that depends on the state government and the way they rule. It's not only the state government, it's industries. And I noticed that Rotary clubs have been given the mandate from the government that they will not have Rotarian members who haven't been vaccinated in their rooms.
So, right.
And, you know, the Qantas have got their own rules. Other mining companies have got their own rules. The federal government got very little to say about it, or rule on it, because it's under the state health directions, state health, that they make the rules and regulations. And but it's a big issue, Michael. You know, there's been rallies in places like Yeppoon and Mackay and in all places, Gladstone included.
Well, and members and senators are crossing the floor about it. I mean, it seems to me that the state governments have got control of Australia. Federal government, well, pack up your bags and you might as well go home, because you have no control and no voice, unless, of course, Scott Morrison grows a pair and says, hey, enough is enough, this is what's going to happen. I mean, is that the scenario that's been painted?
I think that pretty well sums it up. You know, Scott Morrison, the PM, came out 2 weeks ago and said, look, we want to get things back to normal, and that means people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated should not be blocked, or the unvaccinated should not be blocked out from major events and don't have a second-class citizen type thing. You know, it's anti-vax, but it's also anti-discrimination laws that we're handling with now, and that's what the unrest was in the Senate 2 nights ago, where, you know, tempers are raised, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm. But, it still hasn't been resolved, but it's really not the Senate, it's not the House of Reps in Canberra, it's really the state government and the way they want to handle it, because whatever we say, the National Cabinet's not working too well in this regard.
No, not at all. Kenny O'Dowd, enjoy your time in Canberra.